Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf, she responds to Lui Nishmas Arbi HaKashorim Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, right before the third Mishnah, the Gemara says that even though we have a din, a person who tells his friend, you owe me money, and the friend says, I don't know, the friend doesn't have to pay according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Borei V'Shema, you don't say Borei Adif. In a case, Bebo Let says Yedei Shemaim, when he wants to become and be Yotze himself Yedei Shemaim. So Shimon Shkop and Shayosha says something very interesting. He says, in the case over here, Bebo Let says Yedei Shemaim, is different than what we learned earlier in the Masechta regarding Chayev Bedini Shemaim. Someone who does something which he can Chayev Bedini Hotom is Chayev Bedini Shemaim. There, some of the Rishonim learn that if you Chayev Bedini Shemaim, you're Pasul Leidus. Because there is a chiyuv of Dina Shemaim. Here, he brings Divrei Hashach, the Baal Tzedei Shemaim, there's no psul at all, it's only Chassidus Be'alma. If a person wants to do it, there's Chassidus Be'alma. And the Shayosha adds, that with Baal Tzedei Shemaim in our case, then he's Chayav B'dinei Adam. Because what's the reason that you're Potter in this case? Because he's Muchzuk. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me money. Shimon says, I don't know, I'm holding on to the money. But if Shimon himself says, you know what? Taka, maybe I want to pay. So he's not so muchzak anymore. So now b'dini yodim, you can call him a mechayavim. This Shayosha echoes the chasav sofer that we brought le'el nafkuf dalet. There we learned that if there is dini yodim, there's no dini shemaim. Dini shemaim is only as much as you don't have dini yodim. That's what chasav sofer says. According to this, is mamish the same thing. That's exactly the point of Shimon Shkop. If I don't, I'm not able to go to Beis Din. There's not enough rias. It's something you can't mechayev dini adam. Then there's dini shemaim. Dini shemaim, it's a real din. It's just a din. You can't take it to the court, to Beis Din down here. You can take it to court, shemaim. It's a real din. But when you have a dini adam, there's a halacha down here in the world. So then there's no dini shemaim. Then there's no chiyuv to do anything mitzat shemaim, because there's no dini shemaim when I have dini adam. Then the Bola says the Shemaim, a person is interested, he wants to come and do the right thing, he wants to get out of every suffix. So then it's a midas chasidus, he can mechayev himself. And Shimush Kapetz, he brings it back to Dini Otom. But there's no Dini Shemaim mitzal atzmo, because Dini Shemaim only work when there's no Dini Otom. And to conclude this, the Kuda is, it comes out like this. Right now, Pid Dini Otom, as we're saying, there's no Dini Shemaim. When Reuven comes to ask for Shimon for money, the halach is Shimon is not chayef. But still, Bebal Tzedei Shemaim can mechayev himself. Why? If the psak halach is that Shimon is not obligated, so why midas chassidus is to pay back? But this will connects what we spoke about throughout the Masechta, and Be'ez Hashem will speak about it in the next daf, Mur Barichus. The moment of Adam, the property of Adam connects to the Adam. It's not a random connection. It's not just saying, oh, if I could take it out in Beis Din, then it's mine. No, the money of the Adam is part of who the Adam is. So if there is a chance that this money belongs to Reuven, Shimon is holding now to a possession of Reuven. Even though Bidini Adam and Bidini Shemaim, there's no Chiyuv. But it's still something which belongs to him. We'll see in the next daf that it connects to his Iker Neshama. So therefore, a person doesn't know for sure this money is his. Mitzad Chassidus, there's an Indian to give it back. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.